Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us today on Power Your Life. And we do have a special guest. And we already have people who would love to get a message from their angels. Oftentimes, angels can be with us. They can give us incredible messages. Oftentimes, we have to ask for information and ask for support because angels don't usually like to intervene in our lives. And many of us really, I guess I would say all of us, we really have guardian angels. I had an experience once in an airport where somebody was with me and nobody else saw her but me. We spent some wonderful hours together, and when I asked other people, they said, "No, who? What are you talking about?" So I think I was visited by an angel, and we'll talk about that too. I want to tell all of these wonderful people who are waiting for an angel card reading that we are only going to have one card picked by Lori Seltzer, who is a natural third generation psychic medium and healer and also a Reiki master like myself. She works with her very own entourage of archangels, angels, loved ones on the other side, guides and protectors who help her as she helps others through life's lessons and on their soul's journey. Through the art of oracle cards, tarot cards, and her entourage, Lori is given insight from the divine so that she can help others. The messages that Lori receives with her angel reading can resonate with each person, connecting them to the truth and also to their angelic guidance. Lori uses affirmations, power positive words, and daily angel messages on her Facebook page so that you can get strength and courage moving forward bravely and confidently while keeping hope and faith. So joining me now is Lori Seltzer. How are you, Lori?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Joanne?
I'm doing very well. And I want to talk a little bit about your background. And like I said before, I know people are patiently waiting, and we thank you. And Lori is only going to pick one card for each person, but as I know, because Lori has read for me, one card can speak 1,000 words and can be incredibly powerful. So, a natural third generation psychic medium and healer, how did you learn about that you had those gifts? And how was that handed down? How did everybody else in your family know that you had them as well?
When I was little, I always saw things. I had invisible friends, lots of them. And I would tell my mom about all my invisible friends, and she would ask me, did they give you any messages? Did they tell you anything to tell anybody? And, you know, it was like, I don't know. So my mom would record some of my dreams, and she would start telling me to take pictures. She got me a camera and told me to take pictures if I start seeing any of my sightings. Well,
right.
I did. And when the pictures came back, this was way before digital, when we would have the pictures developed, I would point out the different spirits that I would see. And then I started giving messages to my mom. Well, my mother was in a group of psychics here in Cincinnati where I live, and every week they would have their meetings or they would go wherever they needed to go to help people, and I would be dragged along with her. And I always seemed to know what was going on just as well as they did. And my mom just kept encouraging me and helping me tweak the gifts and abilities that I had, and it has just gone from there.
So she was a psychic. She was a psychic. Was your grandmother a psychic as well? Where's the third? Yeah, right.
My grandmother was a psychic. She didn't use her gifts and abilities as much as she could have, but when it came to certain things, she knew, and she would open her mouth, and she wouldn't be quiet until whatever she had to tell them manifested. And it has just rolled down. You know, I have two children. I have two boys, and they both also have the gifts and abilities if and when they choose to use them.
Now, oftentimes people do have gifts, because I've worked with lots of people who, not lots, but people who have gifts and have been afraid or reluctant to use their gifts. And I always thought that that was something that's not very favorable. What's your sense about that?
People don't understand it. They don't know how to react to it.
Right. They're afraid a lot of times.
You know, with a lot of people, they ask me, you know, how do you do this? And it's like, it's natural. It is a natural ability. Everybody has psychic abilities. All you have
that
to do is follow your gut instinct. You follow your gut instinct, and you are using the best ability that you have been given. Between free will and you're following your own intuition and instincts, you are going to be on the right path.
You know, I totally support that, and I think that's so important. Now, your sons, are they comfortable with their abilities? Do you talk to them about it? Do you help them grow?
My eldest is now 27 and my youngest is 20.
Right.
And when my youngest was a baby, he kept laughing. He would look into the corners of rooms, or he would, you know, look at the walls, and he would start laughing. Well, I guess he was 6 or 7 months old. He was trying to fly out of my arms to get to the corners and get to the walls. At that point, I knew that he had his own entourage because, you know, they were keeping him occupied, like a built-in babysitter.
Right.
And, you know, they kept him occupied. Well, I kind of told the spirits to back off. I didn't want them around him all the time. Well, they slowed down, but they didn't stop. When my youngest one was born, they were all over him as well. He actually flew out of my arms, and I thought he was going to come down for a hard landing, but he landed so soft, like he was landing on a pillow. And
like
he was laughing and giggling the whole time.
They must have carried him to help him with the landing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and as they got older, they watched me. They watched my gifts and abilities be able to help all kinds of people. You know, but when you're boys, you don't want to deal with reading people and telling people about themselves. My eldest, he could look at anybody and he could read them like a book. He could tell you anything about them, but he doesn't tell them. You know, the way I have it with my entourage, they are set up to where I cannot read anybody unless they tell me the first number that pops into their head between 2 and 9 and their birthday, month, and day, because that is their way of knowing that that person is giving me permission. If the number does not match with their birthday, they will prevent me from giving a reading till I make sure that it is correct.
Interesting.
You know, they have their way of doing things, and I do as they ask me, you know, but a great advantage to me, I have my loved ones on the other side with me all the time.
Mm-hmm. I do too. It's important. My mother actually flickers the lights in my house on and off as a way of saying hello.
They love electronics.
Right.
whether they turn on a radio, whether they change the channel on a TV, or whether all of a sudden you start smelling coffee in the coffee pot that's not even on. You know, they have so many ways of giving messages and signs to everybody. You know, that you have. If you look, you'll see the signs. You'll see the messages.
You know, I think that's an important point. because it is important for people to be able to recognize, you know, sometimes we ask for help or we ask for support and we're waiting and we have an expectation that it needs to come in a certain form or a certain format. Well, like you said, the angels are there and they're listening and they're giving you messages, but it may not come in the way that you think it can come. So you have to be alert and look for it. Lori,
yes.
When you work with angels, why do you think it's so important, and you're getting a lot of static on your end a little bit, so move a little bit away from the phone. Why do you think right now that it's more important than ever that we hear what the angels have to tell?
The world is in turmoil. And the more your angels speak to you, the more they are giving you love, light, and peace. And it needs to, you know, the more people that can get love, light, peace, and guidance in their lives, the more they become at peace with themselves. You know, when you start being able to see signs that you have, you know, you've asked the angels to help you, and then you start seeing the same numbers over and over, look up those numbers, because those can be angel messages. And the more that the angels and the divine can get the word out that there needs to be more love, light, and peace, hopefully there's going to be more love, light, and peace throughout the world. You know, there's such the veil between Earth and the angelic realm is thinning. More and more people are becoming spiritual. More and more people are finding themselves through their spirituality, because you're more open to receive messages from the divine, from your, you know, relatives on the other side. You know, they're just so, you know, and everybody's, more people are starting to realize that there's more to life than life.
You know, I also think what you said was important, because I think now, because we're in a very major transition on this planet, that it's important that we bring in more light and more love, like you said. And it's also important that we not be afraid to ask for help, and also to be able to see when it's available. I don't know what you're doing with your mic or whatever, but there's a lot of movement on your side. So
I'm not moving. I'm sitting at my desk.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just sitting at my desk right now.
Well, maybe the angels are moving things around because
they're trying to get the cards over to me.
Okay,
that's what we do best. We do cards.
Let's focus on that a little bit. And again, I'm going to tell these people, and I appreciate your patience waiting. Somebody's actually been waiting for about 28 minutes. God bless you for doing that. However, we want to be able to get, oh my God, I have such a list here. We want to be able to answer as many people as possible. So I may have to be the bad guy and say, okay, thank you so much. Next, because Lori promised that she would turn over one card for each person to read that, and we're going to hold Lori to that. Lori, are you ready for the first person?
I am ready. We are going to give them an angel message.
Okay. So you're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi. Thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, and my date of birth is July the 6th, 1951.
You share my birthday. This is a perfect sign.
Goodness.
My birthday is July 6th as well. Wendy, tell me the first number that pops into your head between 2 and 9.
4.
Okay, give me 1 minute. Now, let me just shuffle the cards. Wendy, July 6th, number 4. That way my entourage hears everything. So they
know.
Well,
they've been listening since even before you came on.
Oh, yeah, they've been cheering me on. This is my first time coming on radio, so they've been definitely cheering me on.
Yes, they are, and we already know you're doing a great job.
Okay, Wendy?
Yes.
The angelic messages will always be heard when the time is right. Open up your heart, and you will hear them. when the time is right for your angels to communicate with you, it will happen, and there is nothing you could do to stop it. You are already on the pathway to this wonderful experience, which is why you are reading these messages. Make every moment of your day precious and be at peace with yourself and the world. Everything will happen in the divine time when it is supposed to happen. But you will be hearing their messages. Pay attention to your dreams, because that's how your angels are going to communicate with you.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. I want to get to the next person.
Wendy, you are very welcome.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Kathy, tell me the first number that pops into your head between 2 and 9 and your birthday, sunshine, month and day.
7, and it's December 13th, 1953.
Okay, give me one quick minute. See, the longest part of this is shuffling the cards. But it's well worth it. It is really well worth it.
I want to remind people, Lori, that they don't have to give their year. They just have to give the month and day.
Yeah, just the month and day. That's all I need is the month and day. And I shuffle the cards until my hand tingles. Usually it can take anywhere from one shuffle to 10 or 11. Okay, your guardian angel never deserts you. A silken web of love is wound tightly around you. Be aware that your guardian angel is always present. When you feel lost and alone, reach out and allow your guardian angel to take your hand and guide you to the happiness emanating from the heavenly realms. Your guardian angel is always there beside you, encouraging and guiding you to feel this angelic presence. Like a silken web of love woven tightly around you, every part of your being. Feel the joy of life. You are unique and wonderful in your own way, and the divine loves you for that.
Thank you.
Well,
you are very welcome, sunshine.
Thank you so much for being here. You know, these messages are so beautiful, and I remember when you read for me, and it was just amazing, the resonance, and really the messages just are really very powerful. Are you ready for the next person?
Oh, I am ready.
Okay. So, hello?
Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Carolyn, and my birthday is October 9, and my number is a 9.
Okay. Give me one second, Carolyn.
Thank you.
That's one of my favorite numbers, Carolyn. 9 is a number of completion, too.
Yes. It's coming up all the time.
I know, and this is a very important year for completion for many of us.
Yes.
Yes, it is. It
I
is a very important year.
I have the goosebumps on that, ladies.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I do. I shuffle a lot of cards every day.
Well,
okay.
It's nice. I'll be quiet. Go ahead.
Carolyn?
Yes.
The divine wants you to take a moment to feel life's essence within you and wonder at its miracle. Let me see. We all need to take a moment to appreciate the wonder of just being. Sit a moment and contemplate the miracle of life. Become aware of the essence of breath. Feel your heart beating. Look at your hands and fingertips. You are alive, and each of us is a testimony to the creation of the divine.
Wow. That's very beautiful.
That's your angel message, sunshine.
Wow. Thank you so much, ladies. Have a beautiful day, because you made
thank
my day
you
beautiful
too.
With that message. Thank you.
You too. Thanks so much. You know, Laura, you were talking about your hands tingling when the cards have stopped. You and I both do Reiki, and I know when somebody needs it, my hands start getting hot and tingly, and it's incredible.
When I do Reiki, my hands get warm, and then it's like they guide me.
Exactly.
And, you know,
well, All right. I'm losing count here. So if we already gave you a message, you're not allowed to have another one. You're on the air.
This is Carolyn again. You picked me up.
Oh, see, I had a feeling the angels were saying Joanne, and you already did Carolyn. Thanks, Carolyn. Okay, you are on the air. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Yvette.
Hi, Yvette.
Hi, Yvette.
My birthday is 5/26.
Okay.
And my number is 4.
Okay, hang on 1 second. May 26, you said?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see what your angel message is.
Where are you from, Yvette?
California.
Ah, wonderful.
Yvette, your guardian angel will nourish your soul with love and joy. Be learning to connect with angels. They will in turn teach you how to connect with your higher self, the aspects of yourself that are closest to the divine. You will begin to channel this energy with the help of your angels, so you will begin to embrace the feeling of true love and joy, which is all part of the universe and the divine's way of telling you they love you and they want you to be happy.
Mm. Thank you. I'll take that.
That's your
nice
message from the angels.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, sunshine.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Now, Lori, some people want to know, what kind of angel cards are you using? Are these special cards or what are they?
Right now I'm just using a deck of Vanessa Lampert angel messages. There are, I'm not sure how many cards are in this. There's 52 cards in this deck, and each one has different messages from the angels, and I also have angel answers. There, the person thinks their question, and then they tell me the first number in their birthday, and the angels give them an answer. We could switch over to those for if you want to try those with other people. Either way, I have about, I'm going to say 24 to 30 different decks of cards. I have been collecting tarot and oracle cards, I don't even know how many years. Some of them I know what the cards are, but some of them are getting hard to read because I've used them for so many years.
Right. Okay.
I always tell people, there's some very important things when you go to have a reading. The first thing with the reading is you don't tell the person who's reading you information because they can feed off of that and start telling you things just in different words.
Right.
If you ask them and if they can start telling you things that resonate with you, then you know you're getting a reading. If it doesn't resonate, there's no point in having it, because they all should help you with moving with your life lessons to help you have a
hello?
Wonderful journey.
You're on the
hello?
Air. Who's this?
This is Stacy.
Hi,
Stacy.
Hi. My birth date is 12/16.
Okay.
Number?
And the first number that pops into your head between 2 and 9?
7.
Okay, 12/16. That's my sister's wedding anniversary. So that means
another
something. You see, I believe there's a reason for everything. And for me to just remember my sister's anniversary when you said that was surprising. Okay. There's an angel on your shoulder to guide you through life's maze. And let's see. Your guardian angel is always with you to protect and guide you through the ebb and flow of life. As you learn to connect, so you will begin to feel subtle energy flow right through you, and you will experience a sublime, unconditional love of the universe. The divine will help you through trials and tribulations. All you have to do is ask your guardian angel to guide you in the right direction and follow your intuition. How's that for you, Sunshine? Hello?
I don't know where she went, so.
I don't know where she went either.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll go with the next person. You're on
Hi.
The air. Hello? Hi.
Hi. This is Mia.
Hi, Mia.
Mia?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
I want to thank you for calling in.
What's your birthday and number?
April 12 and 5.
Okay. Let's see what the angel's message is to you. Yeah, the longest part is shuffling these cards.
Right. You know, I once worked with somebody many years ago who had these beautiful, she was not French, but she had these beautiful French tarot cards that were very tiny. I had never seen anything like that before and never, ever again. It's amazing.
Mia? Is it Mia or Nia?
Mia.
Mia? You have a very spiritual energy about you. You have gifts and abilities that you can help others. The card that I picked for you actually says, we all have spiritual energy. It is up to you to light the flame within you. We all have the ability to tune into our inner spiritual energy, but very few of us know how to use it. You do. You just need to learn to tweak it. The time is right for you to light the flame of discovery within you. Once you have started this wonderful journey, you will find it easy to tap into the magnificent power of the angelic realms in times of need and to use this power to help others. When you do, you will benefit as well.
Wow.
Anytime you need help, call upon your angels. How's that for you, Sunshine?
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Okay.
That's great. Thanks, Mia. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you.
You're
Bye.
Welcome, Sunshine.
Now, I'm not sure if we took this person. Hello, you're on the air?
Yes, this is Carolyn. It's meant for you to call me 3 times.
We must need to connect. Well, thanks for hanging in there and listening and for the great message that you received. Okay, sorry about that. There, you know, it's interesting because who knows? All right. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Julia. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Hi. My number is 6, and my birthday is September 16th.
Okay. Where are you from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Is it hot there?
Always. Hot and humid.
Go ahead.
It's humid up here in Cincinnati, too.
Actually, I was born in Ohio. I'm a native Buckeye.
Well, I'm glad you called in. Because I want the angels want you to take a moment to feel the beat of their angel wings as the energy swirls around you. Let me see. All is well in your life. Open up to angelic vibrations and be aware of the pure loving energy around you at all times. Let the joy fulfill your wildest dreams as you embrace the power and unlimited love of your angels. Please accept the happiness and peace of mind. Please accept the happiness and peace of mind which are yours by divine right. How's this? How was that for you, Sunshine?
It's right on point. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Thank you.
Nice reminder. Thanks so much, ladies.
Stay
have a wonderful day.
You too.
Stay cool.
Thanks a lot. Stay cool. And let's send some prayers out to people in California and where the floods
Louisiana.
Are. Louisiana. And just really ask some of those angels to help out those areas because there are lots of people who have lost their homes and
all
need
Louisiana,
support.
All around there. Yes,
right.
We have been sending angels. We have been, you know, sending prayers. You know, I
right.
belong to quite a few groups on Facebook.
Me too.
More than I care to keep count of. But in every one of the groups, we send prayers to everybody everywhere. And we have been sending a lot down to the flood victims. We've been sending them to Orlando. We've been sending them to Dallas. You know, anywhere where anything occurs. Now,
there are lots of fires right now in California. Many people lost their homes. So make sure we send it to them as well.
We send them everywhere they go. Because the divine does not interfere with what happens. You know, these are natural disasters. You know, the divine, they have to let that happen. It's part of nature. And, you know, we have to keep everybody in our thoughts and prayers. You know, I think 40,000 people lost their homes, that their homes are destroyed. 90,000 people are out of homes right now.
Right. There was one woman, I just want to tell you this story real fast, and then we're going to pick the next person who's kind of waiting for a long time. There was one woman, I don't watch a lot of news, but I happened to turn it on, and she was actually one of the flood victims, and her home was destroyed, and she was asked, how do you feel about it? Do you feel badly that you didn't get your belongings? She said, no. She said, we're alive. We're healthy, and how could you be more blessed than that? I thought, oh my God, what a beautiful way to look at this adversity and tragedy, and to recognize that she had the gift of life.
That's the gift of life.
All right, we're going on to our next
life,
person.
Without
Hello?
Having this beautiful gift of life,
right?
Nothing else matters.
That's true. All right. I'm not sure if this person just hung up. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, what's your birthday?
Wait a minute. Hang on one second. You said your name was Kathy?
Yes.
Okay, hi, Kathy. Go ahead.
Hello.
Tell me the first number that pops into your head between 2 and 9 and your birthday, Sunshine.
5, August 20th.
Okay.
Her birthday's coming up in a few days. Happy birthday.
Yes, it is. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, right in time for the weekend for your birthday. Mm-hmm. Your angels want you to think of your guides and your angels as your shadows. They are always there with you. They are always one step ahead of you, so they know where you're going to be going next. As your angels and guides live in a timeless state, they see the whole picture of your life laid out like a map before them. They know what new experiences are ahead of you and will help you to meet them with open arms. Trust them to help you achieve your goals and make your life truly wonderful. They know you have your dreams and desires, and they will help you make those come true. How's that for you, Sunshine?
That's okay, honey. I hope they give me guidance on my issues.
Well, I think that you need to pay attention, because like I said earlier, the messages are around you. They may come in ways that you least expect them. However, they do listen. So if there's something specific that's troubling you, ask for support and ask for help, and it shall be given. Thanks so much, and have a wonderful birthday.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes. Kathy,
bye-bye.
Always ask your guides. Ask your guides and angels to show you the signs. And be specific. Tell them to show you numbers. Tell them to tell you in your dreams, because they will give you messages that you understand. They might look like pieces of a puzzle, but they'll all fall into place. You have to ask them and be specific when you do. That's what they're letting you know. Ask them for assistance. Okay?
You know, she's offline.
Okay.
You know, it's interesting, because when I get messages, I don't get numbers. I actually get so much other information. I remember once I wanted to go. It was really torrential downpour, and I was debating whether to go see a friend of mine. His name was Lenny, and I was outside just putting things away, still deliberating, Lori, and a truck went by, and the truck said on it, C.LEN E. And to me,
that was your
was.
Message.
That was the message. So, there are so many ways. I've never gotten numbers, though. That's very interesting. I want to talk to you a little bit about the mediumship that you do, because does it come through when you're doing angel cards, or do you do it differently? How do you do that?
With the mediumship, you know, like with my entourage, I can hear them, I can see them, I know when they're with me, and I know who is who. And all of a sudden, they can come to me and they can say, "Lori, you need to give this message to Brittany from Mark, who passed away. Mark wants her to know, you know, this, 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 and this." And I will post it on my page, and from my page, I share it in all the groups. You know, I do not ask the spirit. You know, people are always like, can you ask them a question for me? I don't need to ask the spirits questions. They can hear everything you say. They know your thoughts. And if they have a message to reply, then they will miraculously find a way of giving you a message. You know, when they give them to me, it's usually very, you know, very important. I just had one that I had a post a couple of days ago. I had a little one, and she needed to let her mommy know that she wanted balloons released for her second birthday. You know, and that, you know, there was a couple other things that I'm not, you know, going to get into here. But I got a message back from a sister who said, "Thank you very much. You know, we needed to hear that." You know,
good.
I don't always know who the messages are for, but I know there's a purpose when I do post them.
Good. That we
because if I don't post them when my entourage asks me, then they will keep at me. There's times I cannot get my work done.
There are a couple other people who are clamoring to come through. So
okay.
If you want to do another, you ready for another one?
We're ready.
Okay, great. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
You're on the air. Yeah, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Thank you. This is Cindy.
Debbie?
Cindy?
Sadie.
Oh, Cindy.
Yes.
Wait a minute, did you say Cindy or Sadie?
Cindy.
Cindy.
Okay. Cindy, tell me the first number that pops into your head between 2 and 9 in your birthday, sunshine.
7. 4/28/1966 is my birthday.
Okay. So where are you from?
Florida.
We're getting a lot of Florida and California, aren't we?
Florida and California. And actually, there are a couple from New Jersey and Pennsylvania I saw here.
Okay. Okay, Cindy, not everyone can see their angels at first, but you could break the chain. You're getting ready for a spiritual awakening, and your angels are going to be with you every step of the way. The angels are going to contact you in many ways. You may not, like I said, you might not actually see them, but you might start hearing them. You could hear their words. You'll be able to feel their vibrations and hear beautiful angelic melodies. Or you might be able to actually start seeing them if you look in pictures. Like old pictures, you might be able to see spirits. And you will feel things in a totally different way. The time is now right for your angels to enter your life. So break free from convention and explore the alternate reality of joy, love, positivity, creativity, inspiration, and fulfillment. Your angels will be with you every step of the way.
Wonderful.
How's that for you, sunshine?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
You know, we were talking about receiving messages from the people who have passed over. I don't know about you, and we're almost out of time here, but when I do energy work of different sorts, including Reiki, I get messages, just like, you know, obviously it's for the person who's on the table or in my office, and there's a sense of urgency often about that, and I'm sure you get that too, that sense of urgency when you're putting them on your Facebook page. Speaking of your Facebook page, there's somebody saying, well, how do I reach her? How do I get to her Facebook page? So give people that information, Lori, because you post messages daily. I see them. We're connected. Messages for everybody. So how can people connect with you and get those daily angelic messages and lessons from beyond?
My Facebook page is Psychic Readings by Lori S. Seltzer. I don't have a Facebook. I mean, I don't have a web page up yet. We're working on it. I just opened my page in February, and, you know, we had over 2,200 likes, you know, so people are finding it. If you type in Laurie S., L-A-U-R-I-E-S, Seltzer, it will bring it up on Facebook. If you go into, you know, if you go into the search, if you type in, like, Soul's Journey or type in, you know, Laurie Seltzer, it'll bring up my page. It'll bring up me, my personal page, you know, Facebook, which I don't go on there very often because I spend so much time on my page. Now, if you look, if you come to Joanne's blog post, you will see my business card there. Each one of you are more, I mean, everyone, you are more than welcome to come check out my page, scroll through, if you like it, but share the love and light with family and friends, especially those that you know need it. And on my business card, each one of you, send me a message. Let me know that you are from Joanne. You'll get a free one-card reading from your choice of decks that you see on our pinned post.
So they can also find this out on my page on Blog Talk Radio, Power Your Life, also on my website, Dr. Joanne White, drjoannewhite.com. And do that, and Lori has an incredible free gift for you, which is amazing, and you're so generous. I appreciate that. Lori, is there anything else that you want to, one last comment to our people that you want to share before the angels and you, well, they never leave us, but before you and I part for the day, because we're so connected.
Yes, I would like to tell everybody, love, light, peace, and guidance to you all.
Wonderful. Lori, thanks so much for your beautiful readings, for your love and your generosity, and for being on the Power Your Life show.
Joanne, thank you for having me. This has been our pleasure.
Yes, totally. And you did a great job for your first time on air.
Thank you. I was very nervous about this, but no, thank you very much.
You did fine. Thanks so much. Have a blessed
day. All right, you have a fabulous day. And
thank
you know anybody, you know, come find us on Facebook at Psychic Readings by Laurie S. Seltzer. And the S, by the way, on the Laurie S, is for my entourage. My old Facebook account got hacked. Somebody hacked it, and Facebook said I could start a new one, but I had to put another letter on there. Next thing I know, there was an S. So
well,
I figured my divine, my entourage
right.
made us plural.
Well, because there are so many.
Go ahead.
I said there are so many of them.
Oh, yes.
Of your entourage. Thank you again, Lori. Take care.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Next week, we're shifting gears, and we have Dr. Joe Rubino. Many of you have heard of him, and he is going to speak about the most important or critical component for you to achieve success and happiness. That's August 24th, next Wednesday. If you missed any of today's show, you can go to my Blog Talk Radio, Power Your Life. You can also go to my website, as I said, drjoannewhite.com. And remember, Lori was talking and I was talking that the angels are really close to you. And if you listen and you pay attention and you ask for help, you will receive it. Have a blessed day wherever you are and utilize your angels and guides to support you to empower yourself and power your life. Thanks so much for joining us, and have a blessed day. Be safe wherever you are.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with host and author Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the upbeat show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again and visit docwhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.